VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Commanders of the U.S.-backed forces in Syria say they are engaged in intense fighting Sunday as they battle for the last shred of the Islamic State self-declared caliphate in Syria. Earlier Sunday, a Syrian Democratic Force military media official told the Reuters news agency they expect the fighting near the Iraqi border will be a decisive battle. Both U.S. and SDF officials have been bracing for a difficult fight, warning that those IS fighters who remained in Baghouz, the town where they are fighting, were among the most dedicated and hardened that the terror group had to offer. 3 days after a summit between President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un, the United States and South Korea announced the two countries would scale back large-scale joint military exercises as part of diplomatic efforts to achieve complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Mr. Trump's national security advisor on Sunday called the summit with Kim Jong-un a success despite the lack of an agreement. John Bolton told Fox News the president was ready to walk away from the talks if North Korea was not going to commit to a verifiable dismantling of its nuclear and missile sites.
The president kept saying, take what he called the big deal, denuclearization, make the decision, give up the nuclear, chemical, and biological weapons, give up the ballistic missiles.
The U.S. and North Korea have offered contradictory accounts of why last week's summit in Vietnam broke down. Longtime Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika said Sunday that he would not serve a full term if elected again in April as protests against his intention to run for another term, a fifth this would be, continued. This is VOA News. Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido called on the people of his country to take the streets Monday to coincide with his planned return. Guaido was in Ecuador over the weekend, part of a tour of Latin American countries designed to increase pressure on disputed President Nicolas Maduro to resign. Guaido is recognized by the United States and 50 other countries as Venezuela's interim leader. He's also declared himself interim president. Afghanistan has given $1 million to the main UN program for Palestinian refugees. AP correspondent Zariah Shankly reports.
Afghanistan's ambassador to Turkey presented the donation to the commissioner of the UN Relief and Works Agency in an Istanbul ceremony. Turkey's foreign minister, who hosted the meeting, congratulated Afghanistan for the donation. Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said that despite the hardships suffered by the Afghan people, their country has shown the most beautiful example of international brotherhood with this noble act. Last August, the Trump administration announced it was cutting U.S. funding for the agency. I'm Zariah Shakili.
SpaceX's new crew capsule has arrived at the International Space Station. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
We can confirm hard capture is complete.
And with that, SpaceX's Dragon capsule became the first American-made, designed-for-crew spacecraft to pull up to the International Space Station in 8 years.
Handoff point.
Dragon docked autonomously.
Copy.
Instead of relying on the station's robot arm for help.
All right, you are good to proceed.
2 hours later, the hatch swung open and the astronauts, wearing oxygen masks and hoods, floated inside to take air samples.
We recommend that you set up the detectors.
If the six-day demo continues to go well, SpaceX could launch two astronauts this summer. Dragon will remain at the space station until Friday when it undocks and aims for a splashdown in the Atlantic. I'm Ben Thomas.
Top Democratic lawmakers promised on Sunday that they would step up their investigations of President Trump and his connections to Russia during the 2016 presidential election. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler told ABC News that on Monday, his committee would be issuing requests for documents to 60 people, quote, to begin the investigations to present the case to the American people about obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power. Nadler said the request would be sent to officials at the White House and the Justice Department, along with Trump's oldest son, Donald Trump Jr., and Alan Weisselberg, who is the chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, the president's global business empire. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.